Hey guys, thanks for coming back. So we're not in the middle. I guess we're still at the beginning. Last week was our first week. We're in this study that I'm calling Hooper. It's an old word. It's an old Bible word. You can see it there on the screen. That's actually the Greek letters. I actually spelled it with the Greek letters there. You know, the New Testament was written in Greek. And so this is a word that a lot of the writers of the New Testament would use from time to time to talk about the work of Jesus. They would say what Jesus did was hooper. It was for somebody else. The word hooper means doing something for someone else. If you can't do it and someone else does it for you, that's the idea. Hooper. I did this for you. I stepped into your place. I was your substitute. I did it for you. You couldn't do it, so I stepped in and I did it for you. And the life of Jesus is Jesus stepping in as our substitute to do what we couldn't do. That's the whole story of Jesus is summarizing that idea of Hooper. You know, Jesus, the Son of God, was not in heaven saying, I've been here for a long time, kind of bored. Let's go down to earth and see what we can shake up down there. Wonder if anything good's happening down there. I'll just go down to earth and make some stuff happen. No, Jesus came to earth not for himself. He came here for us. That's the concept of Hooper. And so we're looking at that this whole semester. Last week, we looked at this little phrase that says God raised up a horn of salvation for us. And that was talking about how Jesus came to earth for us. God raised up Jesus. Jesus was born and God raised him up to be a savior, a mighty savior for his people. This week, I want to think about this right here. I want to think about the fact that Jesus was baptized for us. Baptized for us. Take a look at this picture. This is a picture of Haiti. You can see those two little kids there walking and then maybe a dad or an uncle, someone behind them. But they're walking through this very filthy water. I was in Haiti a few years ago. This is not a picture of when I was there. This is another picture. But I was there. And the man who was leading our group, he was a Haitian pastor. And he would tell us not to walk through the water. We would drive in this truck, this kind of Jeep style truck, over little small rivers and washes to go to certain places. And he would say, "Don't get out and get in the water. Don't drink the water. Don't wash your face with the water. The water is filthy." Because the water is the place where dogs and animals would go. The water is the place where clothes would be washed. The water was the place where people go to the bathroom. The water was the runoff of trash and filth that was in the area. The water was very dirty. It was very polluted. It was sickening if you touched and drank or somehow got the water into your body. I want you to hold that picture in your mind, just this picture of these people in this dirty water. I want you to just hold that in your mind as I talk about baptism this morning, or this evening. I'm sorry, not this morning, this evening. Look at this. This is the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1. Let's read this verse. It says, John was in the wilderness preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus came down from Nazareth and was baptized by John. All right, we're going to talk about the baptism of Jesus. Do you know, okay, who's this guy John? This is John. We call him John the Baptist, not because he was like a Baptist and not a Methodist, but he's the one who was baptizing people, John the Baptizer. Now, is John an Old Testament guy or a New Testament guy? I know what you're thinking. He's New Testament. Actually, John is Old Testament. The New Testament doesn't technically start until after Jesus dies and raises from the dead. So John is actually an Old Testament preacher. He's an Old Testament prophet, which means whatever he's doing is not technically Christian. It's not technically Christian. John is not doing Christian baptism. So the baptism that we get in the church is not the baptism that John is doing. John's doing a different kind of baptism. Notice what he says. It says here in the text, John is in the baptism, or in the wilderness. He's preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. So take a look at this picture. This is a picture of a bunch of people getting in the water. It's from a movie where John is doing baptisms. But all these people are going down into the water and they're going to be baptized. Every one of them is sinful. They're coming into that water sinful. In fact, they're having to ask for forgiveness when they're in the water. They are sinners coming into the water. Baptism, in John's baptism, was a baptism for sinners who were repenting. Here's a picture of a little cartoon. You notice it. What happens when little kids get in pools? What do little kids do? Little kids pee in the pool. They do it. It's no joke. You don't need to act surprised. Of course they do. You did it too. So when little kids get in the pool, they pee in the pool. Now, the water's dirty, right? They get in there and the water gets dirty. The point I want you to see is that that water was a picture. When it washed in John's baptism, when the water was washing off their bodies, it was a picture of their sins being washed off of them down into the water and washing away. In that sense, the water is this dirty place. It's a place where the sins are washed off of the people and they go down into the water. So why then is Jesus baptized? Jesus had no sin. Jesus shows up at this place and he says, John, I want you to baptize me. Why does Jesus need to be baptized? He's not a sinner. And here's what I want you to see. Take a look at this image real quickly. Jesus was in heaven. The Son of God was in heaven and he came to earth. And then once he was on earth, he went further down into the waters. And the waters are it's this dirty place. It's this filthy place that he went to. Why did Jesus do this? Listen, there's a lot of things we could say here, but it's one of the reasons is to show us this, that he will go anywhere to save us. When Jesus goes all the way down into that water, what he's showing us is, I am going to go to the place where the sinners, the filthy sin is being washed into this river. I'm going to go stand in that dirty water. I'm going to go down there and I'm going to stand and I'm going to, though I am perfect and I am without sin, I'm going to let myself get washed in this water that has been washing sinful people. What do we see here? We see Jesus going to the lowest place to show us, this is why I came. The place where there is filth. Now, I want to think about this for just a minute, guys. Where is the place that is your dirty place? It could be school. Listen to me. Some of you go to school and you're a different person than church. Let's face it. Lots of you go to school and no one knows you're a Christian in school. They don't know. They have no idea because you don't act any differently. You go to school and you're dirty. Maybe it's your own room. Your room is where all your sins are right now. You've got all kinds of sinful things you do in your room at night. You go to your room and it's dirty. I don't mean your clothes are out on the floor, but I mean when you go to your room, you pull all kinds of sins out. Maybe it's you go to a friend's house. You think you can't get away with it in your own room, so you go to a friend's room. You go over to your friend's house. Maybe it's an app on your phone. You open up this app and you go in and there's all kinds of filth in this app on your phone. And here's what I want you to think about. Your school, your room, a friend's room, maybe it's your phone. This is a place where your sins are all piled up. And what I want you to see is that when Jesus was baptized, what he is showing us is that he will go anywhere to save us. You think he won't go into your room to save you? You think he's not at your school? You think he's not in your friend's room? You think he doesn't see the app? Of course he does. He sees exactly what you're doing, but he's not running away from you. In fact, Jesus is going to meet you right in the place where you do your sins. The dirtiest place you can think of, he will meet you right there. And here's how I know this. Because, yeah, the waters of baptism were dirty, but the filthiest place on earth that's ever been here is the cross. The cross is where every sin of all God's people was laid on Jesus at one moment. And the wrath of God was on him. Jesus Christ became sin. Even though he knew no sin, he became sin for us. He became sin for us. Guys, when Jesus was baptized, he wasn't baptized because he was a sinner. He was baptized to come and stand next to and to be with sinners. He was baptized for us so that we would know that we have a Savior who will meet us anywhere, that there's nothing you can do. There's no place you can go that is too, there's no sinful thing that you can do that is so bad that Jesus will not meet you where you did it. He will go there and he will save you. I want you to think right now where your dirty place is. And right now in your mind, you have to see the cross of Jesus right there in the middle of your dirty place. And you have to know that the reason he is there is to save you and to deliver you from it. Now, I want us to go to small groups. And I want to talk about this. I got a few questions here. Take a look at these questions. I'm going to read them to you. Here's the first one. And we're going to talk about these in small group time. All right. What kinds of benefits did Jesus leave behind?